Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle. Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing, online marketing, social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
Hey, peeps. So I don't know if you've ever read the book, How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie. It's a great book, and one of the things that it says in the book that I think really stands out is the sweetest sound in people's ears is their own name. People love that. So winning friends and influencing people usually means you can grow your business, right? And that's kind of what this podcast is about. But today, I want to talk about making yourself obsolete. Yes, I want you to figure out how to lose friends and influence people. And you won't necessarily lose friends, but how does making yourself obsolete make you more valuable now? So, if something is important enough, people will choose to take care of it at that moment. But it has to be something nagging. So, if the light's out on your car and you don't drive at night, you don't worry about it so much. But if you're working the third shift at work and you get pulled over because your headlight's out, it's a little bit more of a problem, right? So obviously, the value of any solution is directly correlated to the need to get it fixed, right? And that's one of the things, is we spend a lot of time trying to build up lifetime clients, which is what most businesses want to do. But in the world of certain businesses, it actually is better if you make yourself obsolete. For example, if you're in a medical profession, you don't want to be somebody that everybody needs forever. Now, they may, but the key thing is if you can cure their problem, then you become obsolete at some point, and you just find somebody else to fill that space, right? And that's the key. Is your business, number one, something where you can help people to be self-sufficient, where they don't need you anymore? If that's true, then what you want to do is listen closely to this podcast. Now, I often run into simple problems. Somebody's having a problem on a website. You know, they're getting too much spam. They need a form fix. They want this added. It's usually something simple. But it's a symptom of a bigger problem. An example of this, a client calls me up and says, I want to change the form on our website because we need more information. So then as I start to dig a little deeper, I find out it's not just the form, it's the whole system behind the form that's broken. So that's where I come in and say, hey, not only can I fix your form, but I can get it where the form will actually pull that data into your CRM, and now you can actually get leads from those forms and follow up on them. But they have to have a system to do that, right? So then I can help them design the system. But it's not something that's going to take me years or months. It's going to take maybe a week. Bottom line is, they came up with a small problem, and I found a slightly bigger problem, which was behind the small problem, and I offered up that as a solution. And guess what? They're satisfied. And we're going to do it. So here's the key. The bottom line is, a lot of times when people ask you questions, they don't know which questions to ask to get to the root cause of the problem that they really have. So the best way for you to get to the root of that problem is give away free advice, meaning give as much information as they need to make a much more educated decision. And that means you may have to spend some time, maybe sending them to some videos, maybe spending more time on the phone, maybe meeting with them face to face. But the key thing is, by giving away your time and your knowledge, you'll be able to figure out the best solution for these people at the time that they need it. And guess what? You become the hero. But I have three key points that I want to get across about making yourself and your services obsolete that's going to help you to generate the best outcomes for everybody, including yourself. So number one, make the client understand or at least feel like they don't need what you're doing for them for life. There's a fear of commitment. Now, I believe this commitment was originated back in the 1970s when people started getting magazines and albums and CDs automatically shipped to them every single month. It was harder to cancel the subscription than it was to get into. It was crazy. But that is true today. You want to make sure that you create a very realistic system and time frame that they can understand. The other thing that's important about this is letting them know how to recognize success when they see it. You need to provide them with the key performance indicators, or the signal from God, or whatever it is, the thing that's going to be so obvious to them that when they've hit that success point, that they've achieved what you told them you could do, and they can make the decision to continue on or stop. And that's okay. So part of that, the second piece of this puzzle, is getting them to understand the immediate value and payback that you provide. Now, a lot of people have a fear of missing out. If I don't do this, I'm going to miss out that. So if you create fear in people, a lot of times it holds them back. But what you have to do is help them to visualize where they will be once they work out the problem. So if you could say, I understand your problem, this is holding you back, and this is the steps that we need to go through to get you past that problem. If they can start to visualize this, you can help them to understand that they are always in control. They don't need you to hold them up the whole time. And that brings us to our third point. Our third point is set realistic expectations, but get them to visualize the day they don't need you anymore. Do you remember riding a bike and your parents said they're going to take off the training wheels? Do you remember how apprehensive you were? Well, that's essentially what you have to do with people, is get them to understand that, yes, you're going to take off the training wheels, but you're there to hold them up so they don't fall over. So what you have to do is use visualization words like imagine, or what would it be like, or could you see yourself? Make it super, super clear that there is a process, and there's a beginning, there's a middle, and there's an end, and that they can actually see those things in progress and how to measure what's happening at each one of those phases. So in order to do that, you have to make sure that you have a clear plan, you manage their expectations, and you have realistic goals for each of the steps and results. So the three things again are: make the clients know they don't need you for life. Get them to understand the immediate value and payback, things they can recognize. And thirdly, set realistic expectations and get them to visualize the day they don't need you anymore. So part of this process is creating case studies, testimonials, and getting your customer to trust their gut, like A, you know what you're doing, B, that other people have trusted you and you've given them positive results, and finally, that you have the ability to get them from where they are to where they want to be. I want to leave you with one final thought. Never, ever be afraid to say no to a customer. If you don't think you can help them be a success, then don't take that chance. So I hope you found this helpful, and if you did, do me a favor, go to iTunes or Stitcher or wherever and leave a positive review for the Bacon Podcast. I appreciate you listening, I appreciate your time, and most importantly, I appreciate your trust in me.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.